including animals, has wounded all of us. And so the deep dig is when we understand the outer picture, and then we also are working as best we can to embody what veganism is, which is loving kindness and caring and compassion and kindness and mercy and sensitivity and tenderness in all of our relations with animals and with the other animals who look like us, right, human beings. It's very important for us to act in kind and kind and loving ways with each other so that we build a movement that has a foundation that's authentic, where we're living the world that we want to have manifest. Now we can, instead of being driven by the past and how people used to do, we don't even know what happened in the past, but to look into the future that we'd like to see us contribute to and create and do the best we can to build that. I think we can all see very clearly that we can feed everyone on this planet on a fraction of the land using a fraction of the resources. As people look for a plant-based diet, we can allow the rainforest to come back, the oceans to come back, the rivers to come back, the aquifers to come back, animals to live their lives freely. There will be plenty of habitat. I mean, we live. How many of you have noticed at some point in your life that the earth is beautiful? Anybody? I hope you all should all raise your hand. This earth is so beautiful. It's not only beautiful, it's abundant. We can feed everyone. We can, with the technology we have right now. So it's just, the importance is kindness and consideration for the other life forms here and for each other. And that means moving, obviously, the plant-based diet and go, and then moving and the adventure that we're on in a human life to fulfill this fully ourselves, to fulfill the destiny that we have while we're here and help contribute to the healing of our planet. So I want to thank all of you. I know if you found your way through the store, you're in this room right now, you're already in your own ways making a contribution to the vegan evolution. I think that's the greatest thing we can do. I'm so glad to be here. I'm so glad actually to be in England. You know, when that Wilkie's diet first came out, it was 2005, and somebody sent a copy to Donald Watson, who was still alive at that point. And this journalist friend of mine came over to England from the United States three times to interview Donald Watson, and he wrote in his article about Donald Watson, how here he was 95 years old, he was still walking through the hills, he was still vibrant, and all this kind of amazing thing. And then the third time he came over here, Donald Watson, he called me on the phone from England, and he said, well, I just want you to know, I'm with Donald Watson again for the third time, and he's no longer walking in the hills, he's now in his bed, pretty much all the time. He's telling his family and people around him that he's had a great life, but it's time for him to leave the planet. He's going to be leaving pretty soon. But I'm just calling you because I wanted you to know that what he does every afternoon is he sits in his bed and he has his son feed him the Wilkie's diet. And he said, I just want you to know, he said, this is the book that gives the message of what he was trying to say when he coined the word vegan. And so I felt so touched by that because he was such a hero of mine, really, as I was doing the research in the Wilkie's diet. I never thought he'd actually get a copy, but he did. And that he was reading it on his deathbed. And so I think the whole idea is that this word vegan is a modern iteration of a deep, ancient, enormous spiritual wisdom tradition of compassion and inclusion. And all of us, as we understand this and live this, are part of the awakening on this planet. So much love to you all. Thanks for the great work you're doing, and keep it up.
No, I'm the last talk here, so...